To New York now, where the actor Kevin Spacey faces a civil action for alleged sexual abuse, which Mr. Spacey denies. The trial opens today, and I've been hearing more about the allegations against Spacey from journalist Harriet Alexander in New York.
So Kevin Spacey is being sued by an actor who, named Anthony Rapp, and he is a Broadway actor who starred in Rent. He's also been in Star Trek. And he says that Spacey inappropriately touched him at a party. And this was back in 1986 when Rapp was aged 14 and Spacey was around 26 or 27. Rapp says that they were at a party and Spacey invited him to a private room and that although they were fully clothed, he put Rapp onto the bed and that he inappropriately touched him in this Manhattan bedroom.
And what compensation is Anthony Rapp seeking?
Well, he's seeking $40 million, so it's quite a sum. These allegations came out after Rapp gave an interview to BuzzFeed News back in 2017. And initially, he wanted to press criminal charges, but actually the criminal charges were thrown out by the judge who decided that the statute of limitations had expired. But under a new New York law, Rapp was able to bring this civil case to try and get damages.
And how does this stack up in terms of the legal actions that Kevin Spacey has been dealing with?
Well, this case in particular, I think, is going to be really interesting because Rapp has said himself that the two of them were fully clothed, that there was no kissing, that there was no fondling, that it was essentially the two of them on this bed. And so it's going to be very hard for it to prove. Spacey, as soon as the allegations came out, says that he has no recollection of it, but that he would be horrified if this were the case, and that he basically doesn't remember it and says that he can't recall it at all. But as you mention, it's certainly not the only case involving Kevin Spacey, and this is something that has cost the Oscar-winning actor dearly, is that he's been dropped from many films. He was dropped from House of Cards. He is facing separate charges in London, it's certainly not the only thing confronting him right now.
And another actor who's been in the headlines in recent times, Alec Baldwin, there's been a settlement, has there, in that fatal shooting of the camera woman in that case?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So if you remember, Alec Baldwin was involved in this terrible incident in New Mexico in October 2021, and he shot and killed a camera woman, Helena Hutchins. And what has happened is that her family, her husband, and on behalf of their son, filed a civil case seeking damages. This was always to be expected, and that case has now been settled, which means that the production of the film will resume in January.
Harriet Alexander there reporting from New York.